China said today it's easing its one-child policy, but economics could still stand in the way of more babies.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. While the Federal Reserve's stimulus system to essentially make up money out of thin air remains controversial, Janet Yellen seemed to ruffle few feathers during her confirmation hearing to become the new chair of the central bank this week. She would replace Ben Bernanke, who will soon relinquish his role as the most powerful economic policymaker on the planet. On Fridays, we bring in Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So current Fed Chairman Bernanke speaks at the National Association of Business Economics next Tuesday. What if it's like the old E.F. Hutton commercial in reverse? When lame duck Bernanke talks, nobody listens?
It very well could be. I wonder if there isn't part of him that's tempted to sort of pull out all the stops and say something crazy just to get attention.
He can be clear as a Fed chairman for once because he's only got a couple more weeks.
No, that's right. You know, there are economists who have already written that if she's confirmed quickly enough, maybe he'll step aside before his last meeting and she can start early. In the markets, the transition has already taken place. And I think yesterday's testimony from Yellen was just so good, so smooth, that no one doubts that she's the next chairman.
And before we go, Chris, today there's much fascination in the markets, in options trading that apparently begins today, in Twitter's new stock. What is that about?
This is one of those things. Options offer an opportunity to make or lose a lot of money in stocks, particularly when they're volatile. And because Twitter is a recent new issue, the market hasn't decided what it should be worth. There's a lot of movement. Traders get very excited about stocks that are twitchy like that, that can be traded in the option market.
Because with options, you don't need a lot of money down to possibly profit or lose.
Exactly. You can take a small position with a big risk. And when there's a stock that moves a lot or promises to move a lot in the day, that's where the excitement is.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
China today indicated it will loosen its rules about couples having more than one child. It's one of the reforms included in a key document approved at the Chinese Communist Party's recent meeting, but now made public. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz is in Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
This isn't abolishing the one-child policy, but it seems to be easing the rules.
It is. You know, for a while, China has been loosening the one-child policy to the point where in recent years, it really only applied to around a third of the population. And this is another step in that same direction. So from now on, if you or your spouse in China is an only child, you are now able to have two children. So it is still very much a restriction on how big your family is, but it's a significant step in what will someday be the end of one of the most controversial population control policies the world has ever seen.
So with these changes, do you think it'll affect the Chinese population? We're going to see a new boom?
Probably not. And I say that because only children in China, also known as little emperors, are mainly found in China's big cities because rural families in China are often allowed to have more than one child. And life in China's big cities these days is becoming increasingly more expensive. So it's gotten to the point where many young married couples simply can't afford to have more than one child. So in the end, this may not result in much of a change because of the stress of living in what has become the world's fastest rising economy.
Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz in Shanghai, thank you.
Thanks, David.
In the same document that revealed the change to the one-child policy, Chinese officials have also decided to abolish the controversial labor camp system, which critics say is often used by local officials to neutralize people who complain of corruption. Warning, it's possible that someone in your family is about to start nudging about a new video game console. Two competing game systems are coming out at about the same time. Sony's PlayStation 4 today and the Microsoft Xbox One early next week. But as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, it's a big moment for gamers and the two companies.
Earlier this year, Microsoft gave the public a sneak peek at its Xbox One. Morningstar analyst Rodney Nelson says the way company executives talked about the new device was revealing.
This is something where you can have every application you could want, be it TV, movies, music, and oh, by the way, we have a great lineup of games to go along with them.
Makes sense. Video game sales are down. Consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers says they fell from nearly $30 billion in 2008 to $25 billion last year. Frost & Sullivan analyst Dan Rayburn says the challenge for the companies is enticing non-gamers to buy the consoles. But Rayburn says it's a tough sell if all you want is Netflix and Hulu.
You can get those through connected TVs. You don't even have to buy an additional box. Most new connected TVs come with all this built in.
Rayburn says when you consider that PlayStation is being sold for $399 and Xbox One at $499, it's even harder to imagine the video game consoles will be must-have staples. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And there's news today that Japan is ratcheting back its target to cut emissions of gases tied to climate change. With the country's nuclear power plants turned off after the Fukushima disaster, the country will be generating more power by burning fossil fuels. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.